Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk spring fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
At Hayward Power Sports, we know it's fun to roam the boat shows. But remember, we have awesome deals every day, and we'll be here long after the shows. As a sampling of our Lund inventory, we have a Pro-V Bass, an 1875 Crossover, and an 1875 Impact set up in our outdoor showroom. Buy one today and claim huge Lund rebates up to $7,500. Plus, we'll have it ready to go for you right away this spring, and we'll even include free storage for next winter. Come check out our everyday boat show at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Today, anglers fish longer. Today, anglers fish harder. Today, anglers rely more than ever on their electronics. It all comes down to catching more fish, and today, anglers rely on Amped Outdoors lithium batteries, period. Visit ampedoutdoors.com today to power your outdoor experience.
We're down at Hayward Bait and Bottle and talking to Jarrett McCarthy again. And Jarrett, you know, we had a little turn to winter here, but not bad.
It happens every spring. You get a little bit of a cold stretch before you can get to the, you know, the solid spring out there.
Anyway, there's been some guys out doing some fishing, and we had that warm stretch. There was quite a few people out. I actually even seen one guy out there water skiing, believe it or not. But
oh, I believe it. There's always someone crazy enough out there. But, yeah, we were getting some reports of guys out on some shallower bodies of water. They're getting some crappies up in 8-10 feet of water. The lakes weren't all that deep. Obviously, plenty of guys been hitting the rivers around here. They've been getting suckers on crawlers or what have you, a couple bass, you know, here and there. Plenty of guys still out there, you know, looking for trout. Some guys up on the big water, you know, I just cruised through Ashland the other day and I saw the lake was open. Water was a little rough, so didn't surprise me. I didn't see anybody out there. But, yeah, a lot of different options out there for people who are looking to get out, especially if you're looking to do a little bit of traveling right now. The walleye run is going.
You bet. It's going walleyes right now, Fox River, Mississippi River. And actually, those rivers are pretty good because there's not a lot of runoff, so it's going to make it a little easier. I know the Mississippi sometimes gets so bad that, you know, the current is, I mean, I had to cut an anchor rope one time years ago on the Mississippi River because I couldn't pull the boat forward enough to get it unhooked. It just, it's crazy. But now I hear the Rainy River's going too.
Yep. Whole bunch of different river systems that you can go and get on right now. We did the Detroit River a couple of years back, and that was a lot of fun. Got some nice walleyes out there, but yeah. A lot of different options for people looking to get out and fish.
For walleyes, you know, you got to travel to go to the river. But anyway, there's a lot of places you can go for walleyes. Around here, it's going to be panfish and bass. Now, bass season is open. You heard anybody going out there on the catch-and-release bass season?
No, not yet. Some guys that are catching a couple on the rivers, but nobody that's doing anything out on the lakes. Most of the guys around here are doing panfish right now.
You know, and the bass, smallmouth bass, if you can find them on one of the more shallower lakes, they kind of tend to bunch up this time of year, too. So you got to spend a little time looking around to find them. But, you know, if you're out in the bigger lakes, like maybe Couderay or something like that, a lot of these fish are going to be down 30, 35 feet even. And they may come up. If you find them shallower than that, fine. But I tell people not to fish for those fish when they're down deep.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's that the barrel trauma pulling those fish out of that deep water. And I know if nobody's seen it yet, Uncut Angling had a special on that barrel trauma where they're actually doing some of those studies on crappies that they're catching over the winter. And there were some really interesting techniques that'll still hold true today because a lot of those crappies are still out in those deeper basin patterns right now. You should definitely go check out that video and see what Aaron Weeb has to say about those.
Yeah, you know, and that is an issue, too, because now with all the electronics we've got and everything, everybody's able to find those fish out in the deeper water. And it's really noticeable with fish like walleyes, where their eyes start to bulge out and they just get that. But crappies, they don't seem to bulge out like that so much. They just all of a sudden come up and they're rigid and they don't want to swim back down again.
Yeah, you know, everybody's been fishing deep water before, and, you know, you'll get a 7-8-inch crappie that you pull up that you weren't planning on keeping. You try and throw it back as best you can, then you just see it sitting there, laying there. And, you know, his video's got a lot of different techniques on how to condense all the air out of those fish and how to send them back down so that they've got a really good chance at surviving. So, you know, just making sure that we're taking care of our fish for pulling them out of deep water. And a lot of those fish, you know, with the cold water out there right now, they're still out fairly deep.
But the best thing is if you catch fish and they're not wanting to go back down again, move, go find some fish that are a little bit shallow or different.
Yeah, move, and, you know, if your limit is a little bit higher on that lake, you know, don't be afraid to keep some of those, like, 6 to 8 inches. You know, I mean, it is not as glorious as keeping one of those 11 or 12 inches, but those 6 to 8s, they fry up just fine, especially if you're good with a knife or what have you. It's so much better than letting those fish go to waste just sitting on top of the water or what have you. But, yeah, if you can get a chance to go move and find some bigger fish or some fish that are up a little bit shallower that you're not causing any harm to, go for it.
Talking about a lot of different things there, but there's going to be some really good fishing coming up. I think the weather's going to change a little bit again. Now it's going to start to moderate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But if we can get back into the steady 40s, you know, 50s, and then just pick it up as we go through April or what have you, when we finally get to May, I mean, it's going to be game on with just about every species out there.
Only one big problem we got is I don't see any rain in the forecast I speak of, and with the water levels as low as they are on some lakes, and like the Chippewa Flow, it's going to take a lot of moisture, and a lot of that's going to go right in the ground.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of moisture.
Well, I don't want to see a summer where I have to live in a rain suit either.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I know you guys are gearing up for it down here. You got a lot of interesting stuff. You're putting up another divider here with you're going to be a lot of plastics and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our bass plastics or what have you will go in the aisle that we just assembled. You know, we're getting there or what have you. We've got a lot done, but we've got a lot to do, and we got a lot of cool stuff coming in. A lot of cool stuff.
How do they keep coming up with the new stuff all the time? It just seems like there's always going to be new stuff.
I don't know, but I sure am glad that they do. I look forward to going to their shows every year and seeing what the bright minds of the fishing world are coming out with, and brings me joy when I get to bring them in here and help it out with customers.
You know, it's a big change from when I started fishing with a can of worms and an old split bamboo fly rod that I used. I'd put night crawlers on instead of fly. But anyway, you know, the other thing we should mention, too, that you get into April, they'll have that conservation hearings that'll be coming up, too.
Yep, absolutely they will.
You bet. Well, Jarrett, I want to thank you for taking the time here. Been interesting talking to you here. Let's hope we get to moderated weather and guys get back out there in the water again.
Absolutely. Good luck out there, anglers.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking fishing with fishing guide Kyle Sorensen. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, gear up for the upcoming fishing season, and if you're getting ready for the spring turkey season too, they also have just about everything you'll need for a successful season. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports has remodeled our service center. This is service manager Damon Schrader. Don't worry, we have the same friendly faces with a service team of 16 highly skilled and certified technicians and a parts inventory that's second to none. We're ready to service and repair your BRP and Polaris machines, plus virtually every major outboard on the planet. And remember, it's always a good idea to think ahead and bring your machines early for the next season. See Hayward Power Sports just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or call 715-462-3672.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, now that we've got open water out there and we're a few weeks away from the opening of the fishing season, but there's still some great fishing to be had out there as soon as we start getting a little bit of warm-up. On this week's show, we're talking to fishing guide Kyle Sorensen about spring fishing. Kyle, great to have you on the show here again.
Yeah, thanks for getting me back on, John.
You know, you've been out doing some fishing already, I'm hearing, you know, and there are quite a few people heading out now. This is about probably the earliest we've had a chance to get out fishing.
Yeah, this winter has really been, it's been crazy. You know, there's been great opportunities to get in the boat all through pretty much the whole winter.
Well, it depends where you're at. We had ice around here, but you know, you get over toward Lake Michigan a lot. I know that. And I know we've got trout and salmon fishing here too. And that's actually been something a lot of people have been after. And you've been doing pretty good on the trout and salmon all winter, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been great actually. So statewide in Wisconsin, we've got a catch and release trout season for inland. I believe that starts January 1st and runs until the general fishing opener. But a lot of what I've been doing is fishing the tributaries of Lake Michigan, and those are open year-round for steelhead brown trout fishing.
And there's some pretty nice fish. I don't know why it is, but it seems like the fish are a little bit bigger over there in Lake Michigan, especially the coho, than they are here in Lake Superior.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it's a temperature thing. I know Lake Michigan runs a few degrees warmer, or if it's just the forage. There's a lot more. They've got alewives and smelt, and the forage is just really good. So they do tend to be bigger. I know a lot of the steelhead will catch fish anywhere from 8 to 10, 11, 12 pounds pretty commonly.
What do you, if somebody wants to head over that way, how do they find some information on streams or rivers to head for?
There's a ton of good information on the DNR sites. Otherwise, you know, a quick internet search, you know, looking through whether it's YouTube or social media, there's a lot of information out there, but it's pretty widely known, you know, the tributaries down near Milwaukee and Racine. I know the Root River is a real famous one. The Milwaukee is becoming more famous. But there's tons of year-round opportunities down there to catch some pretty big trout and salmon.
What type of presentations do you use in the spawn sack stuff that they use here when we get into steelhead, or you use the lures, what you use down there?
You know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, but I would say the tried and tested spawn sack under a bobber is pretty hard to beat. You can buy eggs. Otherwise, you can technically keep eggs from a fish you've caught. The stipulation is that you need to, you know, count that fish in your limit as if you've kept it. So you can use eggs, or you can use egg imitations. A lot of people are using a bead. You can buy these beads online. Otherwise, you can catch them on flies. You can catch them on yarn. Anything that represents an egg is pretty good.
I know that's a big thing has been the bead fishing, even up in Alaska, it seems like.
Yeah, beads, it kind of started up in Alaska, and it's made its way down here. And it's getting more and more popular. There's lots of smaller, like, custom bead makers, but there's also bigger names. But yeah, it's grown a lot.
Well, the bead rig, what just exactly is it? Just tie a bead on above a hook, or how do you rig that?
So essentially, you're putting a plastic or a glass bead about two finger widths above a single hook, usually like a number four Gamakatsu octopus hook, and you're wedging a bead about two finger widths up above it, and you can use a toothpick or a rubber bead peg or a rubber band, anything to to keep that thing just up above the hook. And the idea is that the trout grabs the bead, and when you set the hook slides up through its mouth and gets right in the corner.
Wow. And you know, and you fish it just like you would a spawn sack. You drift fish it downstream.
Yep, same thing.
You know, we'll have the, you know, a lot of guys head up to Lake Superior. We get the end of the month here. You'll have the steelhead season on the South Shore streams all open up too, right?
Yep. So I believe it's the last Saturday in March. All those tributaries are going to open. And, you know, the world famous Brule will be opening up and everybody will be going up there. And that's kind of the same thing. Whether you're using spawn or using, you know, fake eggs, it all works.
Well, you know, Brule is a famous river, but there's a bunch of other streams too that are probably a lot less pressure on up there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them.
And let's talk a little bit about open water fishing. I know there's been some people out already in boats. I mean, heck, I was down to Rice Lake the other day, and there was somebody out water skiing, believe it or not. But I think that's getting a little bit early. But, you know, open water fishing and bass fishing is open year-round and catch and release now. And you've got the panfish. And it's a great opportunity to get out there over a month ahead of the regular fishing opener.
Yeah, there's whether it's catch and release bass, otherwise the catch and release walleye fishing down on the Bay of Green Bay or the Mississippi River is real good right now. I know a lot of people are catching some real nice ones up in Pool 2. Whether it's night trolling with husky jerks or throwing hair jigs and blade baits during the day, I know is real popular.
Well, I know if you want to drive a little bit farther, I just got a press release that from Lake of the Woods up there that Rainy River fishing is underway too.
You know, that's something I've never done. I've always done the Green Bay and the Mississippi thing, but I'd really like to go up there, especially for the sturgeon. It sounds like is a pretty cool opportunity.
It's a big sturgeon in there. And, you know, if you're after sturgeon, I don't know if that's open yet or if they have a season for them, but that St. Louis River is just plumb full of sturgeon too.
Yeah, I know the St. Louis season is it's a small season. It's not very long, but they do have one.
I know I was trolling up there with Pete Mann, and we were looking for muskies one time, and a stupid sturgeon about 4 feet long wind up getting tail hooked by a muskie bait. So that was an experience. But yeah, they're just, I was wondering what all those fish arches was I was seeing on the graph, and a lot of them are sturgeon. There's a ton of them in there, it seems like.
Yeah, that's one cool thing about sturgeon. They can't hide when you get the electronics going. A big fish like that, they stick out.
Yeah, and Bill Shumway, though, told me he was over on one of the lakes, I believe Yellow Lake, and he said, man, he was using a live scope on them, and he said that you hit them with that live scope beam, and they just move out of the way real quick. So fish are starting to learn that live sonar a little bit, and I think they adapt to anything we throw at them, tell you the truth.
So that's a completely different sound, right?
Yep, it's a constant beam. It's a constant beam compared to a intermittent ping.
Interesting.
And a lot more power, and I'm getting reports from all over the place. I mean, some of the guides in Minnesota are telling me the same thing, but I got one guide I talked to that fishes up on Lake Vermilion that was telling me that he can be on a spot, and he'd have his sonar running and be catching walleyes, and because he's a pretty well-known guide over there, he attracts a whole bunch of fishermen around him, and all of a sudden, all their sonars are pinging away, and the fish just shut down, and everybody fishes, and then they leave, and then the fish start biting again. So he sees the same thing. It's just, I think, it's like the trolling thing, you know. Look at how hot trolling was to start with on the Chippewa Flowage, and even on Moose here and other places, Teal Lost Line, we were catching fish, me and a couple other guides, and I know other people were catching fish, and all of a sudden, they don't seem to be hitting trolled lures like they did when they first started. I think they just adapt to it.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta keep evolving, and the fish keep learning, and it's a steadily moving thing.
I know there's been some people out there raising a big stink about some of the new technology, like the forward facing or live scope or live sonar. And I don't think it's a technology thing. I think we need to keep ahead of the fish a little bit, but because they seem to adapt to what we do. But it also, you know, it's more of an angler ethics. We need to start, you know, focusing on everybody out there. How many fish do you need? What size fish we're going to get? How we're going to handle these fish when we release them, especially muskies as far as the handling, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it too, because at this point, the technology is not going away. we've gotten really good at catching fish, and I think you're right that we need to focus on how do we hold fish, how long are we keeping them out of the water, you know, what's worth getting a picture of, and just really focusing on doing the right thing so we can all keep enjoying the resource.
You know, another aspect of that too is that, you know, the newer generations now are really in tune with the technology. Everybody's got a cell phone. They spend too much time on it, as far as I'm concerned, but they're into the technology. And I've literally had women and kids in my boat that halfway through the guide trip, no matter what I do, they weren't catching any fish, and they could just tell they were getting bored and they're wondering, what am I doing out here? And I get them onto the live scope and live sonar screen, and they're seeing the fish and kind of reacting to what the fish do, and they could tell when they got a bite. All of a sudden, they become very interested in fishing. And so, you know, today with all the video game stuff going on, people, that's a culture. It's different. And I think that, you know, we need to have fishing carried on to the next generation, and the next generation is as far. We don't want it to die off. And if we start taking the hard line that we can't have this technology, you know, we're chasing people away from it. And I think we can control it by using regulations and bag limits and just people having better ethics out there in the water, some of the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's definitely, it's a great fun way to fish. And like you said, kids, they definitely love when they can coax their bait to a fish.
You bet.
It really, it's a cool element when you're getting somebody into fishing and helping them understand things that, you know, maybe, you know, when you learned it, it may have taken years to understand some of these things. And when you can put it in front of someone and help them learn a little quicker, it's a cool thing.
You bet. Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll hit the second part of that talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk with fishing guide Kyle Sorensen. You know, let's talk a little bit about early bass fishing. Not a lot of people talk about that, but we've got, in northern Wisconsin here, we've got some tremendous fishing for both largemouth and smallmouth, and especially the smallmouth. And, you know, those fish, the smallies, they're going to be pretty much bunched up this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite ways to catch them this time of year is crawling a brown tube that kind of represents a crayfish, just really dragging it along the bottom. And when you find them, whether it's on down imaging or sonar, or if you're using forward-facing sonar, getting that jig out there and just crawling it along really works well.
When do you decide to switch to, I mean, everybody talks about jerk baits, and jerk baits are really good, but I think you got to get the water temperature up to probably, what, high 40s, 50 degrees before they start working, or they work now?
My opinion is they work now if you can find fish that are close enough to reach with a jerk bait. So I like to have it, you know, within 3, 4, 5 feet of their head. So if they're too deep, I'm not going to do it. But if they're shallow enough that I can get the jerk bait close to them, I'll throw them right now.
You bet. Well, you know, and there's a lot of different presentations for bass, and, you know, that's one thing we can have a blast go fishing. It's going to be catch and release only. Yeah, but you've got the crappie fishing, and the crappies, you know, that's open year round, and you can keep a few fish to eat there. And, you know, as far as people, if they're just trying to get ready for the opener, getting the boat out and getting the boat ready, we talked a little bit about this forward-facing sonar and this new technology. And, you know, I don't care what you got, but when you're what brand you're running, but when you start adding two or three or more screens in the boat and you start adding things, you know, electrical things in the boat, you need more battery power. And, you know, I switched over this year to 100% lithium batteries, and I know you're switching over to the same brand. You're going, you know, with the Amped Outdoors batteries, and you had a chance to talk to Matt over there. He was, I would expect he was pretty informative as far as what you need and everything else.
Yeah, he was extremely helpful. I'm really glad you turned me on to Amped, because they've been great to work with, and I'm looking forward to getting their stuff in my boat, because it's definitely going to be a game changer from what it sounds like, because I'm in the same camp. I've got a lot of graphs in the boat, and you know, my 36 volt trolling motor runs all day when I'm musky fishing. So I'm excited to give it a try, and those lithium batteries are lighter, so it's going to cut some weight too.
You bet. You know, and the biggest thing people talk about is the cost, and there is a fairly big cost to them comparatively. But if you're buying a set of $200 batteries, say you're running 36 volts, you're running, you know, $200 battery basically, and you're running three of them, and you're going to get 2 or 3 years out of those batteries. And it doesn't take long to add up with an Amped Outdoors batteries. They get 10-year warranty, I believe, on them, and you know, they'll last you for a lot more years.
Yeah, it's definitely an investment, but I think it does kind of, if you do the math, it pays off.
You bet. Well, there's a reason a lot of the pros are going to them. I mean, you know, I think the electronics works better, tell you the truth, under higher voltage, but not necessarily, you know, 15 or 16 volts. A lot of this electronics now will run up to 18 volts. You can run into it. It's rated up to that. But I don't think once you get past 12 and a half, 13 volts, you really gain anything as far as the performance of electronics. But the minute you drop below 12 volts, I think you start to suffer. And that's where you, with running the regular lead acid batteries, they drop off. They start dropping off right away, where the lithium, you know, in my boat last year, I ran one lithium running some big electronics, and 5-6 hours into it, it's still reading over 13 volts. So it's holding this voltage up a lot longer.
Yeah, and it's another thing too. If you are getting, you know, running lead acid ones, I ran into it a little last year. If you're running low enough to where your electronics are shutting off when you start your engine, or, you know, that kind of stuff, it's not good for your electronics to be hard shut off like that.
No.
So having the lithium so it's reliable is just huge.
You bet. Well, Kyle, you know, a lot of interesting stuff we've been talking about there. I know you'll be guiding full-time here, and anybody has any more information, you've got a website and contact and stuff?
Yeah, so people can find me on Facebook, Kyle Sorensen. Otherwise, my website is sorensenoutdoors.com.
And you guide the rivers too, and you also guide the lakes up here.
Yep. So anything within a couple hours of Hayward, lakes and rivers. I got the jet boat for the rivers, drift boats for the rivers. Otherwise, I'm on the lakes too. So I got all kinds of fun stuff coming up.
You got lots of toys to work with, I guess.
Yep.
Well, Kyle, it's been a pleasure getting you on here again, and we're going to have to get you back on again between now and opening of fishing, and maybe make a prediction of what this weather is going to do and what this crazy, you know, year is going to be as far as the fishing. I think it's going to be a good year, to tell you the truth. If we get some water, right now we need water greatly.
We badly need some rain.
You bet.
Well, but yeah, thanks, John. I really appreciate you getting me on here.
Well, thank you for coming on here, Kyle.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.